Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We just got done talking barbecue with Kat DiOrio, the corporate chef at ConAgra, and now we're going to talk booze.
You need something to wash all of that food down with, and we've got the perfect guest here to tell us what it is.
So you were in Michigan, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
You got back from Michigan, and you called me and you said, Pete, we need to get somebody on the air and talk about this cider.
I love cider.
Jane doesn't drink beer.
I don't drink beer because I'm allergic to beer. I love beer, right? And I found myself at Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and it's beer. And so I'm sitting there, and I always feel really awkward when somebody's bringing out beer because I hate to say no, but I know I'm going to have a headache, and it's not going to be good. So they brought me a cider, and I said, well, what is this? And then Kurt, who's my boyfriend, said, Jane, this is hard cider, and this is what it is. And
This is what men drink.
I said, well, I thought that hard cider was beer. And he's like, no, it's not beer. So it turns out I'm a huge fan of hard cider. Mm-hmm. So ever since that trip to Kalamazoo, now I go to the store and I find all this different kind of cider. And I said, Pete, do you know what cider is? He goes, no, never heard of it.
So here we are. We have our guests in studio with us from Aris Brewery and Cider House. Excuse me. It's Katie and Michelle. You are the owners, right?
Correct. Yes. Yep.
And you brought the brewmaster, Haley.
Well, the brewmaster that had the best qualifications in the city of Chicago. So, yes, that's why we brought Haley in.
I love this. And a male chauvinist pig would say, two women running a cider house and brewery? What's going on here? How do you get into this? How'd you get into it?
Weird matchmaking. So my husband for years was trying to poach Michelle to work with some of his clients, and she wouldn't budge. She's, you know, everything. She'd been there. She'd done that. She'd bought the T-shirt. He's like, you know, what would it take? What would it take for you to, you know, to want to, you know, try something new? And she's like, you know, I'd like to do cider and beer.
Yeah, I was a big fan of cider. I used to work for a company out in Michigan also that makes cider.
Okay.
And yeah. I've been in the beer world for about 15, 20 years, starting out at Goose and Revolution and different things like that.
So you've been in the business.
I have been. I have been in the business in operations for sure.
But cider came, so like in 20 years ago when I was like running around drinking a lot of beer, I was, when I found out I was allergic to it, we weren't really selling cider. It wasn't an option. It was big in Ireland. It was big in England. And so it was like something that I sort of missed when it became popular in the U.S. because I thought it comes in the same bottle as a beer. It looks like a beer. It's, you know, it's fuzzy like a beer. And so I'm like, thought it was beer, but I missed that whole trend. When did that become popular here?
I would say about 10 years ago. Yeah. I mean, there are some companies that have been around for 20.
Yeah.
So you've got California companies, Oregon companies that have been around for a while, but the trend just didn't start happening until craft beer, you know, and craft beer has been around 25 years.
Huge.
So about 10 years ago, a bigger push on craft beverages in general. And then, you know, with the idea of gluten-free a little bit of celiac, and then also the idea that we want something more pure. And, you know, cider and Haley.
Well, explain the difference between the two.
Oh, I think I'm going to let Haley do that. I'm going to let Haley do that.
Haley, what's the diff?
Well, cider's a wine.
Okay.
So it's just made from apples.
That's it?
Pretty much.
And beer, hops?
Well, barley, I would say. Okay. It's the base of beer. And the processing is a little more involved when you're trying to change barley into a liquid.
So are you a brewmaster?
Yes.
How do you get into that?
I started homebrewing in college.
God, I've heard that from so many people that have come up and started their own beers and craft beers. They just started doing it in college, and they liked their brew, and they're like, And their friends came over. Is that how it happened?
Something like that, yeah. I'm a longtime professional brewer and new to cider making.
So you're new to cider. I was going to ask you, if you're making beer and they're so different to make, how does the cider come in?
Well, there are a lot of similarities. It's also a fermented product. So with cider, you're just fermenting the apple juice. It's very pretty.
How long does it take? How long is the process?
Well, it depends on how fast you move, right? But for the yeast, I guess, how fast the yeast
I see you
moves,
just taking your time. Yes.
It's all sure.
Yeah, everything's cool.
You know, a few weeks, you can ferment the juice. And then really,
with the cider, it's the art of blending becomes really important. So
okay.
That's something that requires a little finesse.
So, Katie, you got this ball rolling with everybody. Is that true?
I kind of came, like, when it came time to put pen to paper.
Okay.
You know, when it came time to pull the ideas out, put it into a package that investors could get behind, that we could speak to lenders about and present in that manner. So Michelle and also my husband is probably like two of the most ambitious people that I know.
Really?
You know, and so I'm the fear, like the risk averse. Like,
well, you always need that person like, that has to, you know,
kind of like, saying, well, what if this happens?
Check, get the, get, checks check and the balances. Details.
Yeah,
right.
Just get everything in order, you know. And so
your husband and Michelle are the broad strokes, and you're all the details.
Right.
That's how it works. That's a perfect partnership.
And the husband,
it really is.
He's not here because it's this female power couple here.
We're female owned. So her husband is our consultant, but we're female owned.
When I knew that you guys were coming in, so not only we talk about cider, but then I go, oh my gosh, it's three chicks. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, these girls are so cool that you're running the brewery and cider house. I mean, this is just really great. So what I also love is that you're Chicago based.
Absolutely.
And that was something that you knew you wanted to go into this location.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Chicago was our home base, and that's where we're going to start. There isn't a cider house that is connected to a brewery in Chicago, nor is it a brew pub, so we serve food also.
Oh.
So it's like the whole kit and caboodle, which is kind of where the whole idea of chaos came around, you know, because
right.
we have this old Masonic building.
Yeah, tell people about that. How old is this building?
108 years old.
108 years old. That's where they are. Right on Irving Park,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just tell people to look for the pancake house. You know, we try to explain it. It was like, go to the Golden Nugget. They're like, I know the Golden Nugget. I know the Golden Nugget. Yeah.
Yes. It's right there.
I've seen the Golden Nugget at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I think we have a building of that size. It's been around for so long that
right.
it just kind of blends into the background and people forget that it's there.
Well, it kind of adds to the mystique too. You know, our building's 100 years old and we have women that started this business and we have a woman that is our brewmaster. I mean, it's pretty cool. It really is.
I feel like and not to get back to the whole cider beer thing, but for somebody, I like beer, I can't drink it. So for me, cider is a great option, even though it's not beer, right? Is it just the ingredients that make it different for somebody who may not be able to drink a beer? Because it's apples?
Well, it's a whole different product. And I feel like that's what really sets us apart. There's not a lot of people making cider in Chicago, especially not a lot of breweries doing it. So the cider's been really well received, and people are really excited about it.
Is cider like beer and wine where you pair it with different types of foods?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, great. Because we're going to talk about that. That's a little teaser right there. I'm going to take a quick break. Where can people find you?
4240 West Irving Park Road.
And how about online?
ArisChicago.com.
Aris, E-R-I-S.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
And Facebook is actually, we do a lot on Facebook. So.
Okay.
E-R-I-S Chicago.
E-R-I-S
Our website's
Chicago.
Coming soon.
All right.
This is great. Exciting.
I like the wink.
Yeah.
That's nice. Thank you, Michelle. Let me take a quick break and we'll test out the cider.
Tell people she
yes.
winked at you.
It's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. In studio with us from Aris Brewery and Cider House, it's Katie and Michelle, the co-owners, right?
Correct.
And we have Haley, who is the brewmaster. And we
and
were talk-
cider maker.
And cider maker. Thank you,
sir.
Is that
one of the same?
I feel like Haley's going to come over here and punch me in the neck at any second.
Haley's so chill.
Well, I just asked you off the air, you think cider, you think sugar right away, and I always like to watch my sugar content.
Well, I'm so glad you asked that because
yes.
I think a lot of people think that cider is very sweet, and that's not necessarily true.
Okay.
So there are dry ciders, there are sweet ciders, and everything in between. So it's really a balance of
Good
the sugar
know.
And the acid and the alcohol.
Okay.
And you can craft a well-balanced beverage that is not sweet, and cider is not necessarily sweet.
And Katie, you're brand new. This is a brand new business. We didn't realize that.
Brand spanking new.
Good for you. How many months?
5 months.
That's why you don't have a website.
That's why you get the wink.
Wow.
It's a bit of a sore point, but yeah.
Okay. Well,
somebody's in charge. And
everybody's on Facebook anyway.
On
I think you go to Facebook right away and just look people up. Yes.
And if you type in Aris Brewery and Cider House, it just pops up in your Google and you're like, okay, let's go there.
Right. You can't taste anything
we have
on
a
the
great
website
Facebook.
Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Nice, yeah.
What are we going to test first? What are we going
to
taste?
By the way, I want everyone to know, ladies and everybody else, this is Pete's first time ever drinking a hard cider.
I'm
and
so excited.
Pete's a boozer. He'll drink everything.
I will.
So you're just turning him on to something else.
Yeah.
All right, please don't chug that.
Okay.
I'm just going to sip.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, so what are we drinking?
Swirl it around your mouth.
Tell us about this. What is this?
I'm going to say it's Pedestrian, but I'm going to let Haley tell you about it.
Haley?
Pedestrian is our modern dry cider, blended for everybody.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's not sweet. I'm watching your reaction.
It is not sweet at all.
It's delicious.
That is our driest cider right now.
It's kind of a combo between wine and beer, I would say.
Yeah. The beer, how do you feel about the beer? Like, what are you saying when you say beer? It's a combo between wine and beer.
I love beer. I mean,
I know, but what do you...
Well, it's probably the carbonation and also like the lighter alcohol that make people think of beer. But really, it's a wine. It's a lower alcohol apple wine. Carbonated.
Am I tasting like a little tang in there? Like a
that's the apple.
Mm-hmm. There is acidity. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like
wow, that's really
for
good.
Somebody who I love beer but had to stop drinking it when I first started trying cider, it reminded me of beer, and it's probably the carbonation that was doing that. But yet, it was easier for me to drink, and it was lighter. So it's just a great alternative, I think, to drinking just a wine. And if you're not going to have a beer, I mean, isn't it delightful, Pete?
Fantastic. Very refreshing.
What did you get on the nose? Give it a smell again. Like, what do you smell off the nose? Do you smell the apples?
Yeah, I smell apples.
Oh, definitely so.
Ripe apples.
Right away.
Yeah. It's like, this one's supposed to be like biting into a Granny Smith apple, let's just hypothetically say, because
that's
people know what that is.
That's it. You nailed it. I was thinking green, and I couldn't think of Granny Smith. You're right. Absolutely.
I mean, it's not made out of Granny Smith at all in general, but that's the idea. And that's when you start talking about it. People are like, that's it. It's a tart apple.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yep. The tart apple. Okay.
Yeah. What I mean, it's so good.
What is the second one we're going to try?
Ooh, the Straw Barbarella. So it is made out of strawberries and rhubarb.
Wow. So no apples?
It smells like a fruit salad.
Base. Okay. But it also is back sweetened with strawberry and rhubarb juice. So it's a cider, not a pie, but it's a bit sweeter than Pedestrian.
That's so great.
Wow, is that good?
That's flying
off
the
shelf. That is refreshing.
But it kind
of is summertime right there.
Reminds me of like a rosé. Is that bad to say? Because it's... No? Okay, because it has that like lighter pink, the airier flavor. It's delicious.
Yeah, we have a one that we call the blush.
And is that the rosé?
That's kind of like the rosé because the rosé is a big category right now in cider. Everyone's buying rosé ciders and they can be made out of... cherries, they can be made out of, some of them are grapes actually being used. And then I've even heard of rose hips and different things that people are using to make a rosé. But we decided to go with the blush because we thought, you know, hey, we're more blue collar, so might as well box it up and blush it out.
How many different flavors? You handed me a menu. How many different ciders do you have?
6 to 8 at a time right now.
Okay. How do you come up with new flavors? Is it just hit and miss? Okay, I'm going to try something new today.
Well, we definitely talk as a team about different things that might inspire us. I like to travel and go to other cideries and see. But also I get inspired from, you know, I like to cook. So just what flavors do I think would work well together and
right.
would be really nice in a cider. So,
what is this strawberry thing? What is this
That's
called?
That's a strawberella.
Strawberella.
I mean, this is just summertime right
strawberry
here.
Strawberry rhubarb.
It's wonderful. Wow.
I mean, that's a classic pairing. The rhubarb adds a little bit of tartness to it as well.
What would you eat with this? What kind of food?
Beer.
I mean, off our menu, I would definitely go with the fruit field salad. We have a mango strawberry salad, you know, with greens, and it's got a nice, like, honey type of vinaigrette. Otherwise, you could even pair it with some different types of fish.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I think something heavy, like you could even eat that with a burger because it is so light and refreshing. If you're having something heavier, it kind of lightens up the load.
And the acidity cuts through.
Yeah.
Too. So it does work.
The burger is the best thing, though. You could have a beer with a burger, a cider with a burger, doesn't matter. I mean, that is such a heavy kind of like sandwich, but it's so good and tasty that any kind of beer or cider makes sense. So, yeah.
For people that are listening and live in the suburbs and they always look for stuff to come downtown, especially during the summertime, tell me about your place on Irving Park. Can they come and visit? What's it like?
We're like a transportation trifecta. We have so many different ways to get here very easily. We're near the Metro stop. We're near the Blue Line stop. There's a Kennedy Irving Park exit. We're like 2 blocks west of there.
Right.
And we've got a small parking lot, too. So
that's great.
Irving Park.
God, it's all about parking for people in the burbs.
Yeah.
Where am I going to park? I don't know where I'm going to park if I come to the city. So what do they see when they come to this 108-year-old building?
Oh, it's stunning. The main dining room is 20-foot soaring ceilings.
So they can come in for tastings. Of course, they can buy things and take it home, but they can also eat.
Yes.
It's a full restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. Full experience. Well, are there plans to have some of these different ciders for sale in some grocery chains?
Eventually. Yeah. The plan is eventually to do kegging and possibly either bottling or canning. But because we're only 6 months old, it's kind of like, okay. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. It's on there. We have a special events room that we need to remodel, and that'll hold about 200 people.
Oh, so wow.
So we'll be able to do
fantastic
weddings and different festivals and things like that. And then, you know, way down the road, probably further down the road than we would wholesale, I would say there is going to be a possible rooftop. We have 5 stories on this building. It is gigantic. And so
everything's about rooftops nowadays.
I know, but the minute I say it, everyone thinks it's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
Well, I can't tell you. So is that roof open? I'm like, no, I'm so sorry. That was a 5-year plan.
Can we see it by next summer? I got a guy. He can help you out.
We'll have you back on. We'll talk about the rooftop. What I love is that you're taking cider to the next level and making it different flavors. Like there's one here. What's the coffee cider?
Oh, that was a very small experiment that we just made. Backlot Coffee is just right down the street from us, and so I made a cold brew of their Guatemalan roast and blended it in the cider, and it came out very well. I'm happy to
breakfast in a bottle.
Yeah, I can't wait to try other different roasts and make bigger batches of that. It was just a small experiment that went real well.
You're opening my eyes to this whole cider thing, because I thought there was just one kind, like the first one I ever tried, but now I'm seeing this, and I'm loving all of them. This is so exciting.
And tell me about the house cocktails that I'm looking at on the menu.
Now you're speaking Pete's language.
Our house cocktails are all cocktails that we made with either cider, and then some of them are made with beer. So we really wanted to do a little diversity of the idea that cider and beer can be formed into cocktails with liquor and mezcal, and we have some nice gin.
Mezcal, chili salt in one of these.
And that's the Van Mojo Blueberry Simple Syrup.
So you guys just sit around and say, okay, what kind of drink are we going to make today? What are we going to do?
I love how people think that, but yeah, go ahead and think that. That's fine. We just get drunk all day and coming up with weird ideas. Right.
There's a lot of sitting around. I see a think tank on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. All right, guys, let's come up with our new cider.
Just give me the coffee one for breakfast.
Wow. I mean, it's really great to meet you three.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Nice meeting you guys, too.
I mean, you're not too far from my house. I'm going to come by. I'm going to bring my family.
Awesome. Why haven't you been there yet?
I don't know. I didn't know about you until Jane brought it up last week.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, this is awesome.
It is a family-friendly establishment, too.
Yes.
Very good to note.
Kids menu, crayons, you know, kids can run around. It's great.
That's good stuff. Aris Brewery and Cider House, again, where can they find you on Facebook? Aris Chicago?
Aris Chicago
on
Facebook.
Which is E-R-I-S.
Yep.
Yes.
And then on Instagram, Aris Chicago on Instagram, and also on Twitter.
And Haley, what do you do today? You go to a barbecue and go to people's houses? I mean, if I had
a
brewmaster, if I had a cider master or a brewmaster come to my house, I'd be super nervous serving you stuff.
So I'm getting our chidar ready, which is our chai cider that we're going to tap tomorrow for our Throwback Thursday tapping.
Damn, you're
good. So I got to work on my chidar. And I'm also doing a kettle sour. Yeah. So it's currently souring in the kettle.
That's
kettle sour is
so
a beer.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's kettle sour is a beer.
Yeah. Sour beers are really popular. So it takes a while, though, for the lactobacillus to do its thing.
Thank you for coming in. And Katie, Michelle, great to meet you.
Thank you very much,
guys.
Girls. Yeah.
Enjoy the cider.
Thanks.
It's 720 WGN.